Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a chance for scattered showers and storms, high temperatures working up into the upper 70s. For tonight, a lingering chance for showers and storms in the evening with a low of 59. For Saturday, gradually decreasing clouds, upper 70s. Sunday, lots of sun up to 82. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently, it's 63.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Kansas has announced that they are receiving nearly $500 million worth of federal funding coming into the state to help build out the Kansas's broadband infrastructure plan. As KAKE News reports that it will help most rural communities across the state, including many in the agricultural industry who have been trying to do more things from home on the local level during the COVID-19 pandemic.
It's still quicker for us to mail a flash drive to the people that are helping us with our data decisions than it is to upload it and send it that way.
That was rancher Jacqueline Leffler near the Emporia area on KAKE News, where she says their sales numbers for the ranch have been steady since 2020. The new broadband office for the state of Kansas says they are excited as well about bringing that reliable internet to all Kansans, especially with the new $451 million federal grant.
Internet service providers will be applying for these funds, but also municipalities, nonprofits, co-ops. There are other groups that are called eligible entities that have the ability to apply for these funds.
Mid-America Network News.
Come celebrate with us in July at Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino, your home of life-changing jackpots. While supplies last, earn 20 points on your Seven Clans Rewards card. Receive a free American flag t-shirt. July needs more random rewards. $2,500 in random rewards will be given away every Wednesday. $6,000 in random rewards on Saturday, beginning July 8th. And a brand new 2023 Ram 1500 will be given away on July 29th. It's all here at your home for life-changing jackpots. Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino. Highway 77 New Curry.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Garden City Police Department have arrested a man for driving under the influence and striking a police officer's vehicle twice. KWCH News reports the event happened earlier this week at the intersection of Spruce Street and Campus Drive when police received a report of a reckless driver in the area. According to the report, the driver had hit the front of a police car and left the scene. And when police conducted the traffic stop, the driver again hit the officer's vehicle before coming to a stop. He was taken into custody and transported to St. Catherine Hospital for evaluation. The officer involved was not injured in the accident. In other news, school districts across the state of Kansas say that as they're preparing for the fall 2023 and 24 school years, they're still short on many teachers. As KSN News reports, the Wichita School District at UST 259 said they are short near 56 teachers, with more than half of those positions open for middle school, 13 teachers for the elementary, and 14 vacancies for the high school, as many teachers had renewed their contracts by July 1st. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Railway enthusiasts across the state of Nebraska gathered around to try and get a glimpse of the world's largest steam locomotive that's still in operation, also known as the Big Boy Number 4014. As the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska reports it throughout the week, it traveled from Omaha for the 2023's Men's College World Series to make stops in Ogallala, Julesburg, Chappelle, Sydney, Kimball, and Pine Bluffs before making its way into Colorado.
I love the technology. I like to work on mechanical things. And it's just kind of fascinating what people were able to do, you know, back in the 40s and 30s and 20s with just a slide rule, pencil, and paper, no computers. So those guys really knew their stuff.
That audio from the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, where many say the complexity of that technology was incredible.
The complexity of the thing is just absolutely off this planet. They really accomplished something that, again, lasted far beyond what they thought it would.
Mid-America Network News.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Small Town Big Dreams, the annual Lynn Picnic, kicks off Friday. Janelle Wooler tells more.
We'll start out with a co-ed softball tournament at 6:30 and have the chip for beer, and we're going to have a pulled pork supper and then a dance that evening. We have Craig Cook and the Marauders, and they will start playing at 8 o'clock on Friday night. Of course, the beer garden will be open, and we'll kick it off.
Janelle Wallert joins our public affairs program Saturday morning on KNDY, airing at 7:10. Also Saturday, a 5K run walk begins at 7 at City Park. A breakfast, kids fishing at 9. Vendor fair runs 10 to 1. German lunch at the East Shelter House begins at 11. Cornhole at 1, with free swimming Saturday at the Lynn City Pool from 1 to 4. Parade Saturday starts at 5, a demo derby at 7, and the DJ dance at 8. Barnston Community Days kick off Friday with the annual Fireman's Barbecue and Fun in the Park beginning at 6 p.m., including a kid's tractor pull at 7. Lucas Peterson performing live with fireworks Friday evening. Saturday and Sunday, a flea market run all day. Saturday, a 5K 1-mile run and walk. 3-on-3 basketball, cornhole. Other activities include a scavenger hunt Sunday beginning at 4. Barnston Community Day's schedule is on Facebook. Jody Wagner talks more Saturday as a guest on our public affairs program.
I think really just even from last year, how many people that had connections to Barnston either reached out and made donations, or even the people that showed up, you're still kind of all one community. It was neat to see a lot of people that hadn't been out, and they just, everybody seemed to enjoy themselves, and I felt, again, like there was just something for everybody. That's kind of special that people were excited. They had a lot of memories of when they used to have the Barnston picnic, so it was just fun to see everybody come back.
American Legion Riders will host a bike show and barbecue contest in Seneca Saturday with a lunch from 11 to 1. Free will donation barbecue dinner serves 4:30 till 7. Live music featured throughout the day, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. with registration for the bike show at 11 a.m. Awards at 2, Saturday in Seneca. Marysville fireworks Saturday evening at the Lakeview Sports Complex in conjunction with the Skyfest activities. KNDY will simulcast the soundtrack live Saturday evening on AM 1570, FM 94.1 at 10 p.m. Skyfest begins at 5:30 and will include family activities with vendors, including food trucks. A free music concert with Hot Club of Cowtown begins at 7, a backdrop of hot air balloons on display, capped by fireworks at dark. Perimeter parking available and will be directed to lots near the Habitat for Humanity, American Legion and Feldhausen Field, CMH, and the Land All North parking lots. Shuttle service for those needing assistance will be provided. Handicapped parking will be in the lot off 20th Street, directly west of the Lakeview Sports Complex. Marshall County Historical Society will present a program Sunday, July 9th. A guest speaker talks about public arts programs developed during the Great Depression in Kansas. The free program Sunday at 2 at the Marysville City Building.
Yeah. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Marjorie J. Mayer Harland, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Mayer Harland. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, salmon patties, cornbread, scalloped potatoes, peas, and carrots. Monday's menu, chicken cordon bleu, baby baker's green beans, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As an upper-level trough of low pressure begins to work in from the northwest here for today, we do pick up a chance for some scattered shower and storm activity, and some showers and storms could linger into this evening coming up as well. But as that system exits on off to the south and east into your weekend, looking to stay dry both Saturday and into the day on Sunday, with temperatures still a bit below average for this time of year, expecting high temperatures to reach the upper 70s, close to that 80-degree mark for this afternoon. We'll drop back to lows in the upper 50s. For tonight, and again still a touch below average both Saturday and into your Sunday, with upper 70s for high temperatures on Saturday under gradually clearing skies, low 80s making a return into the day on Sunday, and then by the time we get to Monday, getting back closer to average temperature-wise for this time of year, we return to some upper 80s for highs. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early July 90, record high on this date 108. The average low 69, the record low 46. Sunset this evening 8:56, sunrise in the morning at 6:08. 64 degrees with overcast skies, and that's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 7th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar. The salad bar, that is. Stop by daily from 11 until 7 and grab a salad to dine in or take away. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Call for all your catering needs. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
A first for the Rays. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. For the first time this season, the Rays were looking to avoid getting swept, hosting the Phillies, tied at one, top 11.
The pitch to Schwarber, swinging a ground ball through the right side, a base hit. Coming around third, Sosa, he's going to score. Kyle Schwarber has put the Phillies on top.
The call on WIP, the Phillies would add an insurance run in the frame, blank the Rays in the bottom of the 11th for a 3-1 win. The Rays have now lost a season-high 5 games. In Washington, the NL Central leading Reds took a 4-game winning streak into their tilt with the Nats. Top of the 10th, Nick Senzel coming up clutch.
And he hits this ball high and deep and gone. Nick Senzel is the hero of the day.
The call on WLW, Senzel's two-run blast lifted Cincy to a 5-4 win over the Nationals. The Red Sox erupted for 6 runs in the 7th inning to put away the Rangers 10-6. The Mariners topped the Astros 5-1. Houston put Jose Altuve on the injured list. The Mets were going for the sweep of the Diamondbacks, top of the first.
Plunks deep down the left field line, a laser beam that gets out for a homer. Oh, a screamer by Alonso down the left field line.
Pat McCarthy with the call on WCBS. New York breaks out for 9 runs en route to a 9-0 rout of the D-backs. Rookie All-Star Corbin Carroll left the game with a shoulder injury. At Yankee Stadium, Orioles crushed the Pinstripers 14-1. At Chavez Ravine, the Dodgers and Pirates were tied at 2 in the bottom of the 6th.
Muncy 0-2, hitting 192, and a fly ball to center field. Selinski going back. He's at the wall. He looks up, and it's gone! A home run!
The call on KLAC, Max Muncy's shot, the difference in the game. Dodgers beat the Pirates 5-2. Cardinals blank the Marlins 3-0. Brewers edge the Cubs 6-5. NBA, the Hawks and DeJounte Murray agree to a 4-year, $120 million extension. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Join the fun in Marysville Saturday with the Sky Fest, a family fun activity beginning at 5:30, which will include vendors and food trucks, a free music concert featuring Hot Club of Cowtown at 7, a backdrop of hot air balloons will be tethered and on display beginning at 9, with fireworks at 10. The soundtrack for the fireworks will air simulcast live on KNDY, AM 1570, at FM 94.1 as well. Perimeter parking available and will be directed to lots near the Habitat for Humanity, American Legion, Feldhausen Field, CMH, and the Landall North parking lots. Shuttle service for those needing assistance will be provided. Handicap parking in the lot off 20th Street, directly west of the Lakeview Sports Complex. Fun begins Saturday at 5:30 in Marysville. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community merchants: United Bank and Trust, Landall Company, and Nordis Motor Company.
It is back. Stop in and cool off with a free 32-ounce fountain drink every Friday when you buy 8 or more gallons of fuel exclusively at CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Friday, July the 7th. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's your Steckline report.
Proposition 12's caused a lot of headaches for a lot of people, I gotta tell you that. Here they are, the Californians, trying to tell us how we're supposed to raise our hogs. And guess what, friends? What could come after that is how you should raise your cattle. How you should feed them properly. What about chickens? Same thing. In any event, let's get on with Proposition 12 because there's a lot of things happening. First of all, on June 15th, there was a group of senators introducing the Ending Agricultural Trade Suppression Act. I'll say it again so in case you hear it, you'll remember it. The Ending Agricultural Trade Suppression Act. It's legislation that preserves the exclusive rights of states and local governments to regulate agricultural practices within their jurisdiction, free from interference from other states, ultimately preventing large states like California telling us how to raise our hogs or whatever else they might come up with next. And on top of that, a Sacramento judge has delayed the implementation of Proposition 12 from July 1. Yeah, it was supposed to go into effect July 1. Now it's December 31. Good news there, folks. A lot could happen between now and then. I doubt that we'll kill that bill, but maybe there could some changes come about that would make it livable. The Supreme Court, as you know, upheld that deal in May, making it a criminal offense to sell whole pork meat in California unless the pig's mother was housed within 24 square feet and could turn around without touching the sides of the pen. This delay here would allow pork products currently in the supply chain to be sold. That's the way we see it here on the Steckline Report.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 50.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The 1950s and 60s in terms of farm policy were similar. K-State Agriculture Policy Specialist Jenny Ift reviews policies that took place in the 60s and how they impacted agriculture. Technology and productivity were rising, which created an increase in yields. However, it also contributed to additional issues for the industry.
The big theme for foreign policy in the 60s is basically the same as the 50s. It's continued grappling, difficulty finding compromises with supply management and setting support prices or parity prices. So what had basically continued to happen is you had the government offering fairly high support prices. Technology was improving, productivity was increasing, and you had a lot of grain. But difficulty politically lowering those support prices, or making those acreage restrictions high enough to have an impact.
Food stamps helped to incorporate urban interest into the Food and Farm Bill. The stamps were beneficial for rural and urban residents.
Food stamps were authorized but not used by the Eisenhower administration. They were authorized in the 50s. They started being used in the 60s by the Kennedy administration. This really relates to a couple of sort of broader themes with the Farm Bill. The first is a sort of growing coalition or group of stakeholders. And with food stamps, with anti-hunger programs, it is important to note that although food stamps, nutrition programs did bring an urban interest into the Farm Bill, where, you know, we call it the Food and Farm Bill a lot now, the rural legislators, rural people, you know, also faced hunger and do benefit from these programs.
Ift explains the great grain robbery and how it created turmoil for people around the globe.
The Soviet Union, 1972, they had grain shortages, but they were tightly controlling information. So they had grain shortages. They needed to import grain. So if they would have made a big announcement, we're going to go buy a bunch of grain on world markets, prices would have gone up right away. But they didn't do that. They went and made these deals individually with different groups, with different exporters. They even got promotional or subsidized export financing from the U.S. government. So they went and did this quietly. Eventually, the news came out, and there was a lot of outrage and a lot of, I think you can say, conspiracy theories that, you know, the Secretary of Agriculture was in cahoots with the Soviet Union. There was a lot of pushback from this. Now, some of it might have been sensational, but there were some lasting changes that came out of this.
That was K-State Agriculture Policy Specialist Jenny Ift describing significant events that took place in farm policy during the 1950s and 60s. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
One man has been tabulating the world's favorite numbers. Can you guess what they are? We will count them down today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 7th, the 188th day of the year. Legendary drummer Ringo Starr celebrates a birthday. An athlete's jersey, your birthday or anniversary. There are any number of reasons you might have a favorite number, but one mathematician thinks he's found the world's favorite number. After surveying over 40,000 people, he's concluded the overwhelming favorite is, no surprise, the number 7. Gambling connotations notwithstanding, it is the most unique number between 2 and 10, being neither a multiple nor factor of any other. Spiritual connotations put the number 3 in second place, and the number 8 is next. It's a big favorite in China because it sounds like the word for prosperity. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
.730 from KNDY. Mild again this morning, middle 60s. We're at 64 degrees, and we'll look for a pleasant day yet today. Chance of rain later today, tonight.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, the Big 12 announced their 2023 preseason All-Big 12 football team. Quarterback Jalen Daniels from KU was Offensive Player of the Year. Newcomer of the Year for preseason football for Big 12 was Trayshawn Ward for Kansas State. Other players getting offensive honors was fullback Ben Sennett from Kansas State. Also, Mike Nowitzki from Kansas on the offensive line. Also on the offensive line, Cooper Beebe from Kansas State. On kick return, punt return, Phillip Brooks from K-State also made the preseason list. Taking a look at the defense, K-State had Kobe Savage as a defensive back, and also Kansas had Kobe Bryant as a defensive back make the preseason honors. As fastly approaching is the Big 12 Media Days, which will take place July 12th and July 13th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. That's a look at your Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Well, Kansas City Royals were back in action again last night playing the Cleveland Guardians, and the Guardians get the best of the Royals as they come up and win the game 6-1. The Royals have now lost 4 in a row and still set at 25-63 on the season. News out of Wichita State University as heads men's basketball coach Paul Mills announced an addition to the coaching staff as TJ Cleveland will join his staff as an assistant coach. Cleveland has been at UAB, Missouri, Arkansas,
NFL, and most recently at St. John's. Well, a USFL player is getting his shot in the NFL as the Dallas Cowboys have added another kicker to their roster, signing Brandon Aubrey, who spent the past two seasons with the Birmingham Stallions in the USFL. Cowboys did not take a hard look at veteran free agent market, which includes Robbie Gould, Mason Crosby, and last year's kicker, Brett Maher, who they chose not to re-sign. That's the look at your sports here on the Kansas Mid-America Network. I'm Jeremy Heim.
KNDY.
Working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle. And no shoes, no shirt, and no problems. No problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while. Laid back mode. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun and a drink in my hand with no bottle. And no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Babe, let's get past tank tops and flip flops if you got them. And no shoes, and no shirt, and no problem.